Gazal behema vehizkina. Vehizkina, yeah, that's your question here. You sold the animal when it was young and now it's old. Or avadim vehizkina, you sold a slave when he was young and now the slave has gone old. Mishalom kashasa gazela, you have to figure out what the thing is worth, let's say on the open slave market or open animal market, at the time you stole it and you have to pay back that value. So it's an old, worn out cow is not the same thing. It's also considered a shinui. Same goes for an eved. On the eved point, Reb Meir argues, and he says, "Ba'avadim, when it comes to slaves, omerlo, the perpetrator can say to the victim, Hareishachal lefanecha, you know, I stole a slave, here's a slave, have it back, nice day. The fact that it's now no longer productive, that's not my problem, right? And that is the din. The din is like Reb Meir.
Why
did he
argue on the
So I'll tell you the difference. Rabbi Meir learned, like Lacha, that when it talks about avadim, it says vehinchaltem osam levneichem, you will like bequeath them, I guess that's a technical term, to your children achreichem after you, the resh sechuza, as like a, I don't know how to translate exactly in English, the resh sechuza, a holding inheritance, but the point is the word achuza, which means like you're like a hold. In English, in England, they have this language like the freehold properties and leasehold. It's like the same achuza. In American English, you don't. It means
states,
whatever that word achuza is like. I don't know, but whatever it is, it's like the means. It's a word that applies to land. Like it's a permanent hold on it. So the point is that. Because of this pasuk across the board, lahalacha, avadim are compared to being like karka. You hold them in perpetuity, and you hold them and like they're like as a piece of real estate kilo, and therefore,
animals not yet.
Animals like a regular chattel, but this slaves are considered to be like in the same category halachically as real estate, and therefore because of this achuza, they're also like I don't know, held in that way. I don't know if there is a word. If there is a word, I don't know it. Estate. Yeah, it's part of. I don't know if that's exactly the right word, but anyways, because the
halacha is like Rabbi Meir.
Halacha is like Rabbi Meir, right? So that's it. The din is avadim are like karka that you can say hirish lechalav. Just in other words, when it comes to land, it's not surprising, right? If I steal your land and then you get it back, I can just there it is where I always was. Have a nice day. So same with Evan. Now, this next case in the Mishnah are where I stole something from you and something happened to it, and it's no longer what it used to be. Therefore, I have to pay back. As it was, and in these cases, the loser, quote unquote, if you call him that, is the perpetrator as opposed to the victim. So, gazal matbeah, the thief stole a coin, venistak, and the coin gets, you know, cracks, meaning that it no longer can be accepted in currency. The way people put mint coins is so that people can confirm that it's what it says, what it is. That's true what you're saying, but I don't, I would like to look more again, I'm 99% sure that's not pshat in the Mishnah. I think pshat in the Mishnah is because when you nistak, when something gets a crack, if something lost, it means it's just
you know,
it's split. So that's the point. The point is, I think my understanding of the Mishnah is, but I'm 99% sure. I'll always confirm, and if I'm wrong, I'll tell you tomorrow. But I'm pretty sure I'm right. I'm pretty sure I'm right. I don't have it in front of me to see that exactly like you said. This is the value of the coin is because it says a pound. That means it's a pound of gold, whatever the story is, right? So then, it's real. The point is not fiat money. They're saying there's real 18 karat gold in this coin. So how do you know they're not lying? I know, they're not 17%, 17 karat. So the reason is that whoever the mint stamps it and says we stand behind this is what it says it's supposed to be. As if Mr. Abrams were awake, he would tell us that in the Roman Empire, over time, as it declined, they put more and more not silver into silver coins, right? So you could see it in the museums that it gets darker and darker. Yeah. So that's the point of the stamp, right? That's the point of the stamp. So if it's split, the point is then like just the same way today, if you're missing a serial number, they just won't accept it in the banks anymore. We don't care. It's not valid. So since it's split, the point is it's all still there. I think that's the point. It's all still there, but it's no longer in circulation. So therefore we. Right. So that's what I'm saying. I think the pshat isn't that it's missing actual metal. It's that it's no longer acceptable in currency. It's like missing a serial number. We don't accept split coins. It doesn't look like we don't know what it looks like. Could be canceled. We don't know. So since it's broken, it's a broken coin, if you will. It's no longer acceptable, even though it's not missing metal. That's why it'd be acceptable elsewhere as raw material, whatever it is. So then, that's not the. By the way, whatever you read is not the Bartanura. That's in the next piece. The Bartanura is going in the next piece. This is just. my Bar Tanura doesn't say that. My Bar Tanura has it over here as Ishinui Hanikrahu. It means it's just like it's like an obvious change. Mm-hmm. Like I said. We'll come back to that point in a second. That's the next, the puzzle part. Now, or Peres Fahirkavu, he stole his guys, you know, cabbages, and the cabbages have gone funny, you know, they're sort of wilting and everything, starting to get, you know, whatever, carrots kind of starting to rot. So then, as long as, once the majority of the cabbages start to go bad, you can't return it anymore. This is the point I wanted to get to. Before you asked me about, oh, a bit of wood's missing, started to shave it away, I said, that wouldn't matter. You see from this that the way of vegetables is, it starts to go funny. Well, they're all, the second you pluck, they start to decay on the spot. So it has to be significant. Chazal defined it as half of them. Okay? Yayin v'hechmet, same goes, you had wine, now it's gone bad, it smells funny, it tastes funny, it's no longer good. Now you can't return back the wine to the victim, you have to give him that, you know, what's the word? Fermented wine, you have to give him back the spoiled wine, you have to give him the real wine. Mishalom kashasa gazel, you pay like what you stole at the time. Now, matbeah v'nifsal, this is what you were talking about over there, right? So this is, there's nothing wrong with this coin at all. It's just that every once in a while, what?
It's as good as ever.
It's as good as ever was. It's just that, you know, when August took over from Julius Caesar, he's like, out with the old, in with the new, and his coins are, you have to buy my coins. The same darn coin, just like now that they've become collector's items. There you go. So that's the point. So other people elsewhere in the empire will be happy to accept those coins. They're the same, but he says no. So that means, so the psul is nothing happens to the coin. It's the same coin that always was. It's just that for some extraneous reason, not an intrinsic reason, but an extrinsic reason, the coin no longer is what it once was. That's not the Goslin's fault. He can give it back to you and say, have a nice day. Okay? Same would go for all these things. I think we have six of them now. Truma v'nitmez, same goes. I stole truma from the Kohen, and then I let his grapes get wet. I made them tummy, and now they're inedible to anybody. Who cares? Here's your grapes. Have a nice day. Because nothing happened to them in physical change. Chametz v'avel v'pesach. I stole the guys, you know, shivas, and then after Pesach I return it to him. Well, it's the same shivas, but he can't drink it anymore. It's not my fault, says the Goslin. Something happened extrinsic to it. Behema v'nevda ba'avera.
That's interesting. That's only the midrabbanan.
Right. True.
The others are midrashim.
Right. But even so, yeah, correct. He can take the Beit Din and say. No, I don't think so. I think so. Yeah. I believe so. Yep.
They made it zera.
Right. Right. Okay. I don't. Yeah. Now. Nevda ba'avera can mean two things. Either it means the bestiality, someone was with the animal, or someone worshipped the animal. In either case, it's just the same animal as before, but the animal now becomes usher to bring as a korban. So that's some like sort of, you know, invisible change to it. Oshenifsa ma'al gabi mizbeach, any other psul that happened that it can't be brought in mizbeach, that would mean, you know, like any mum, but even like a mum that you wouldn't notice, you know, like a little cataract in its eye or like a split, whatever, eyelid or something. No one would notice it, but it can't go in the mizbeach. I'd say, listen, it's the same cow as before. The fact that it has some minor halachic change, but not a physical change, doesn't matter. Oh, shahaisa yotzas lisakel, or the cow was, or any animal was on its way out to, it, in my possession, went and killed somebody, and now it's been paskin hasket skila, the animal, so once the animal's paskin hasket skila, it's asr bahana, so I can say, okay, there's your cow. The gazel says, have a nice day. But of course, you can't do anything with the cow anymore because it's asr bahana, doesn't matter. Omer lo, in all cases, the gazel can say, hareisha chalafanecha, there's your cow, have a nice day.